Hi and welcome to GamerCast episode 159 E3 Live Edition.
Woo!
People can see me. It's really freaky.
Yeah, you're Adam and I'm Paul and we're joined this week
by Chris.
Christopher's.
So we can actually point to each other.
Yes,
Paul,
I was actually
Adam,
forced
Chris.
Into this episode.
You're not forced, I invited you and you said sure.
And then we dragged him here kicking and screaming.
Yes.
Well, hey, Talatag should be here in a second.
Hey, chill.
Yeah, Chill says, hey everyone. So this episode's a bit different because we're doing it like the old days when we used to do a live episode every week. But this is even more a bit different because we're doing a video feed as well.
With the chat room and everything, and it's like, whoa.
Yeah,
so why the whole change? Why?
Because I discovered this little piece of software which does it, and it's free. So.
And it's not costing us bandwidth?
And well, only the upload from the video and audio.
You should do that with the Warcraft episode as well.
Well, if this is successful, we'll probably do it a bit more because it's not a lot of work. Although I do obviously have to tidy my hair up a bit. But other than that, you know, it's not a problem.
I see.
I had to comb mine.
I didn't bother.
Alright, let's just check our letters this week. Ooh, somebody commented on my Facebook status.
What was your status?
I was having a moan about that Git being the Enterprise czar. We have a letter from Mr. Oxlow, who says, I am glad you have brought this back, guys. I hope I can be there for the live show. And he's not here. So that's a massive failure there, Mr. Oxlow. That's the only trouble. This wasn't announced on the last episode, so
yeah.
It's only what I've been able to like spread out.
Spread the word.
Myself, dude, so yeah.
Well, we can always give another good go. The question is, you're uploading two lots of feed.
Two videos.
Yeah.
And audio.
So,
and the audio is also being recorded like normal.
Could we do this maybe with one of video and maybe one of like what's on a screen sort of thing? Only probably unless we did it kind of like a,
well, I need to set up some sort of fancy thing.
That or we have one webcam just literally looking at the screen so if we're showing videos off.
Yeah, we
like
can
that.
Do this, dude. But hey, it's my monitor. Look, Talatag, who's not here yet. Hey, it's Chris.
Great.
You're on the internet.
Yeah.
Welcome to the internets.
The interwebs.
Mad Chris. I don't know about Mad Chris.
Alright, so obviously E3 was this past week.
Yeah.
And apparently a bunch of stuff was announced. I don't really know what.
Some people were shot, someone had swine flu, and I believe they ran out of coke early.
Someone had swine flu at E3.
No, there was they kept having a big issue about swine flu. I think the Japanese were getting a bit wound up about it.
Interesting.
Oh, well, apparently Talatag is in the chat room, but she's not showing up.
Oh. She has her own private chat room now on Steam.
Yeah, I'm having to do this manually. Yeah, we're having some technical issues. Anyway, let's crack on. So on Monday was the Microsoft keynote where they showed a bunch of stuff.
A guy in the orange. Was he wearing orange with sunglasses? He was a bit weird. He did that presentation for his new project. I just couldn't get my
what?
Head around him. On the Microsoft. Oh.
Orange with sunglasses. That's
a dude who was orange with sunglasses.
Yeah, he was weird. It was for the Project Natal bit.
Oh, I don't know, because I was interrupted by some people who needed access to my printer during this keynote, and so I missed all that.
Oh, yeah, that was me. I'm trying to type up a CV.
Oh.
Yeah, and
because I'm being made redundant.
He hadn't been informed that my printer was offline, and so I had to rip up half the building to get it working again. Because my new server obviously doesn't have an old-school printer port, which is why the printer's over there.
Yes.
my printer's in the best place for it.
In the bin?
No. All packed away in its box.
Have you got black ink on it now?
What? I'm not buying ink. If you want it to turn it to black, just photocopy it.
Good thing.
I need a bunch of stuff photocopied on Tuesday, so whatever.
Well, I can photocopy all that.
Oh, I'm being accused that my link didn't work. That's a teletype excuse. Nice, right address. Alright, so if you want to just... I mean, I missed the beginning of the keynote, so if you want to go over a couple of the first things...
Well,
this is the trouble when we do live episodes. You have to prompt Adam to talk. Because he watches the chat room.
And looks at himself.
I can see myself. No, I was just trying to think. I watched the bits that they released off the Xbox Live, because I unfortunately missed it, which was annoying. But also got to see the video of Project Natal.
Alright, so you didn't really know anything. I'll do it then. Okay, well, first off, they announced the Beatles Rock Band, which is a rock band game with the Beatles.
Going through the whole era of the Beatles.
This is a big non-issue. Who cares about stupid the Beatles? And they had Paul Dumbass and that other bloke, Ringo's No Brain, who had no fucking idea what they were talking about. It was a joke. It was really embarrassing. Then he had Tony Hawk up on stage talking about his magic skateboard and how it's got infrared sensors and this and that.
Okay. He has a magic skateboard. He can fly.
But they did, however, announce Modern Warfare 2. They showed some footage of this.
Mm-hmm.
Meh. Meh.
Does it seem as good as previous Modern Warfare?
Modern Warfare has been sat downstairs for 18 months. It hasn't even been opened.
You're kidding.
I cannot be bothered to play it.
I like playing Modern Warfare.
Yeah, but it means I have to go downstairs, turn the telly on, turn the Xbox on. And it's,
I really think you ought to invest in a second Xbox and just have it up here.
No, I don't want an Xbox up here. I've run out of plugs. I'm down to my emergency backup plugs as it is. And this thing's probably going to run out of power soon anyway, so...
Right,
let's turn this annoying sound off and let's cover this up because Adam's getting distracted.
Hey, I enjoyed reading that.
Yeah, that's why you're not talking.
I've got nothing to say.
Do you like Modern Warfare?
I don't even know what it is. I just play WoW.
I just play WoW.
I play WoW.
Well, let's talk about Final Fantasy because you like Final Fantasy, don't you?
Yeah, I did notice that they were on about another Final Fantasy announced as well as... that one that's coming out. What number is that? Roman numerals.
13.
Back. Thank you. 13.
It comes after 12.
All right. I'm looking forward to this. I must admit, I was a bit disappointed that it's out on Xbox as well, because I'm kind of like thinking, oh, I'll just get it on Xbox now instead of getting it on my PlayStation. But,
Baxter says he has Final Fantasy 7, 8, 9, 10, 10, 2, and 12. Oh, he doesn't have 11, the most crappiest one ever.
He's not as epic as me, then, because I've got 1, 2, and... 4 as well, I think.
Yeah, but you're 5. A nerd. Falclaw's a cool kid.
Is that Falclaw, is it?
Yeah, Baxter is Falclaw. And he says, shut up.
I've only got Final Fantasy 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. I used to have 10 and 10, 2.
This shit.
And I played 11.
What are you talking about?
He's being a bit of a nab, that's the trouble.
It is old school. They're like Nintendo versions. Great.
Yeah, so?
I'm looking forward to it, but... I don't know, I think I'm just getting to that point of it's just another Final Fantasy. I'll be curious to see what features are going to be in it for it being released on Xbox, but...
What are we talking about?
Final Fantasy 13.
Ah, 13.
Xbox 360.
What's that new one that's released on the Xbox, is it?
Yeah, we did a talk about it a couple of weeks ago. I can't remember. I had to write it down because I couldn't.
What was what?
It was a cel shaded one that
RPG
I did the review
one,
on.
Like,
it is
based, FF type.
Yeah, it's running off a similar engine of number 12 where you're all running around and you
meh, whatever.
Demos out on Xbox at the moment.
Meh.
I never played number 12. Was that released on it? That wasn't released on Xbox, was it?
No, that was PlayStation 2. God damn indeed.
PlayStation 2. What a shit console that is.
It's
right. It's right. That's rich coming from somebody who just plays World of Warcraft.
What's Shadow Complex?
Well, hey. What's Shadow Complex?
Yes.
Oh, that was a cool game.
Okay.
I can't remember what it was. Oh, it was a game announced by those dudes. Cliff Bleszinski and what are they called? Epic Games.
Okay.
It's an Xbox Live Arcade game where it's like a shooter and it's like just an Xbox Live Arcade game called Shadow Complex. Yeah.
Cool. I can't believe they're actually making a Crackdown 2. I thought it was quite a good game, but it just...
Crackdown 2 actually was quite good. I never played it, but I'm sure it was quite good.
Left 4 Dead 2. Now this I saw the...
Left 4 Dead 2 looks quite good.
Yeah.
I have, however, just bought the first one, so I'm definitely not going to buy the second one anytime soon. Especially because Talatag doesn't play it for me very much.
I'm looking forward to it. I must say, I never went and bought the first one, and I might be half tempted to just jump straight into this one. Splinter Cell, I didn't watch too much.
Splinter Cell looked quite good.
I know that it's probably one of my list. Although
I'm not a Splinter Cell fan, which is why I always call it Splinetra Cell, because they had a typo on the Xbox Classics box. Really? Useless speed. Yeah, it was called Splinetra. Splinetra Cell.
Now, next one, Forza Motorsport 3. Did they actually show anything other than a CG representation of what it looks like?
They showed a few video clips. All of which I assume were in-game.
Yeah, which I wouldn't be surprised because it always looks amazing. That I'm looking forward to because... Stop doing that.
Doing what?
He made every box on the screen go invisible.
Watch this then.
That's crazy.
Beat that, nub.
Yes, I know, my Mac can't do that.
No, it would crash if you tried to do that.
I do miss Forza Motorsports 2. I must admit, I think the only reason I couldn't play it anymore was the fact that all my cool cars I'd spent hours designing the graphics for, and then all the laps had done, and everything that distance I'd got through the game, to start from the beginning all over again was just... it just kept making me bored of the game, and the fact I couldn't access all my extra cards I got, the limited edition version, because when I had mine that was stolen and replaced, it with the limited edition version.
You should have phoned him up and said, yeah dude, give me the limited edition version.
So yeah, I couldn't be bothered with it anymore, but I must admit, having it from brand new again will probably
I'm looking at this. Forza Motorsport 3 is actually one of the most things I'm looking forward to. Forza Motorsport 2 was brilliant, although I didn't actually really play it enough.
I must admit, I enjoy playing it. It's quite good actually playing online with other people, and you've got a customised car, and actually people start commenting to each other on cars and stuff.
Yeah, my car was well epic. It was a Peugeot 206, and it was majorly souped up.
Yeah, I had a...
Or was it a 207?
I had some sort of Renault rally
what
car.
What are you doing?
Thing.
I want the keyboard. Just log into the chat from that computer there. Put it on your lap, because I don't want to see you facing that way. Don't be a bad monkey. And don't knock that camera over.
He's going to knock the camera. He's going to go... We're going to lose the camera!
No, you're not. Well, you might.
We're going to run out of computers, dude.
What's the other cable for?
He's got it plugged in, and he's got
my
the
mouse.
Yeah, you could put the camera on in there, and we can have free videos on.
I should have brought my MacBook. I feel left out now.
See, because now, while you two can talk away about things that I ain't got...
If you're playing World of Warcraft, you're not allowed.
And I'm just going to interact with the people in the chat room.
Alright, just call yourself Gamercast Chat Nub or something.
Right, how do I get there?
It's gamercast.net/live.
Hang on.
Alright, I don't like doing live episodes, and this is exactly why. This episode is so disorganised.
Yeah, it's just weird. It's bizarre doing it this way. We did live this way every week.
If it was our Warcraft special, then it would be...
If it was our Warcraft special, no bug would turn up.
Yeah, they would. They'd love it.
None of these people
Falclaw
like World of Warcraft.
Would be there.
Falclaw's only one person.
Yeah, but we'd have a whole different set of people who are interested in World of Warcraft. Yeah, it exists.
Right, I have a question here, because I looked at the video, a lot of the videos on the Xbox One quickly when they were out, just the and stuff. Now, obviously, Halo 3 ODST.
Whoa. Halo ODST.
Okay.
There's no 3 in there.
But you wrote Halo 3 ODST, so I'm just reading off what's on the screen.
Did I? Oh, it might be Halo 3 ODST, then.
See that there?
That might be what it's called, then. Yeah, it's called Halo 3.
Because it's during the Halo 3 moment, isn't it?
It's set just before Halo 3. You're an orbital drop shock trooper, hence the name ODST. And it actually looks quite interesting. Because
I like it.
Well, shut up. I mean, graphically, it's Halo 3.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same engine, all this sort of stuff. It's basically an expansion pack. Dude, don't call yourself Dragon Star. What a nub name.
It's my WoW name.
Yeah, but it doesn't have a funny A on it.
So as you can see, Flash Dragon Star.
So anyway, dudes, can I have your attention? Thank you.
Yes, you may.
Basically, I was expecting it. You know, you'll play as one of these orbital fancy drop dudes. Human beings, but you don't. You actually jump around and play different characters, and then they piece the story together like gradually.
So you're as all these drop shock troopers are coming down. Each part of the level is you playing a different character from each one of the teams that drop all the way through from the ending of kind of Halo 2-ish to a Halo 3-ish.
Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting way of doing it. Otherwise, yes, it's kind of
it'll be interesting to see how it actually flows and if people like it or not, because a lot of people hated it when you jumped in Halo 2, when you jumped between the Master Chief and the Arbiter. I thought it was fantastic because the Arbiter was just kick-ass. And it's a lot better for that nub, the Master Chief, who's just a big nub.
Yeah, the jumping around was a way of expanding the story a lot better because they wanted to tell a story and you couldn't get the Master Chief everywhere and the game would have had to have been longer because either everything would have had to happen in one place or you would have had to have constantly kept going across. All I can hear is him sniggering to the left of me and I know why.
that sounds quite cool, actually. My name is Reese Baxter. Sort of stuff, don't you reckon?
E3, dude. I don't give a shit about Falcor's name.
Who's Baxter? Sounds cool.
Have you just found out what his name is?
Yeah.
Oh god.
His cool name. Who's Baxter?
All right. Chris has gone. Bye bye.
This happens when you're playing too much WoW.
Hey.
Right.
Say no that Smith isn't here.
Who's Smith?
Just say that. Actually, you don't need to because he can hear me.
But
what about Halo Reach?
Yeah, no, it showed Halo Reach, and I was kind of like, I read what it said underneath, and I was just kind of like, so what is it?
It's a game set during the fall of Reach.
Right.
Reach was a massive military planet.
Yeah.
And that which is what that book is set.
So
on.
It's
pre Halo.
So
there should be lots of Spartans.
Is it a multiplayer game or is this a single player?
I assume it's going to be equivalent to Halo 4. They're just calling it Halo Reach because it's not a sequel to number 3.
Okay.
So yeah, I assume it would be a whole new game, but they only showed that trailer, so it'd be a whiles away yet.
Because I read something that it was for like massive multiplayer style, not like WoW sort of thing, but kind of like massive online style game. But I wasn't too sure.
Meh. What about Alan Wake, though? The game, which has not come out yet.
Yeah, that's the thing. If a game just takes forever to come out and they announce it way too early, I just get bored of waiting, so I just can't be interested in it whatsoever. So I didn't even bother clicking on that trailer. It didn't interest me whatsoever. I was just kind of like, meh.
Who's Alan Wake?
Yeah.
Alan Wake is Max Payne's mate.
Well, that doesn't sound as cool as Reese Baxter.
You like that, don't you? Reese Baxter.
Yeah, it sounds like it should sound. Like it's a type of like, you know, like Johnny Depp, Reese Baxter. I don't know, it just sounds like it.
Like he should be in a
like it flows, yeah.
Like he should be in a trench coat with a
right,
trilby.
Let's just deal with this now. Reese Baxter is a level 73 noob who goes quack quack. He does not have a cool name.
But he goes quite crack on Gamercast quite a lot.
I think he should rename Falclaw to Reese Baxter. He'd actually sound more epic in game.
He never plays as Falclaw though, so no, what difference does it make?
Yes, Baxter is now famous.
Now, with these updates for what they're going to be doing with the Xbox. Now, obviously, Project Natal is going to be way later down the line.
Dude,
but
we're not going to talk about Project Natal yet. We're going to say that for later.
I'm going to be
talking about... Stop reading the show notes in advance.
Last FM and stuff like that. Have they kind of announced if this, when's it coming out, or are they saying... This
Last FM, end of this year.
End of this year.
Alan Wake, spring 2010.
Okay.
That's next year. Last FM will be available to gold... Well, I assume gold. I don't think they're going to do this with silver. So yeah, you'll be able to listen to whatever music you want on your Xbox 360, basically. Hmm. All streamed over the interwebs.
Yeah, because Sarah has Last FM. She has a paid-for account for it, because she uses it quite a lot.
Yeah, there's going to be Netflix improvements as well. Not that that affects us.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, but that's for our US people. I actually think everyone listening at the moment is from the UK. So yeah.
Yeah. They had Sky, which I was just kind of like.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
You'll be able to. Whoa. Rhys Baxter is from Scotland.
Yeah, from the UK. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said England. Don't worry about it.
Don't be daft.
Fine, carry on.
Don't be daft.
Carry on.
Yeah, I like what Tal's saying. Sony's project, coloured ball on a stick. I do find it funny where it's like we're finally, after what happened with the Nintendo said, we are going to make the Wii and it's going to have this white stick, and when you do this, it'll do that on the screen. And then it came out and I went like this and nothing happened on the screen. And I'm kind of like, yep, it's not as intuitive as it came out. And Sony said, we can do better. We can have a controller that looks like a PlayStation 2 controller. When you move it, a duck in a stupid bathtub jumps around. And nothing ever comes out as you expect. I very rarely use any games that actually use the tilt function. Maybe one or two where I shake them. And the Wii I just got completely and utterly bored with. And that's the thing. It's like with... They're coming out now. It's like, you can have Wii sticks and we're going to put motion capture balls on the end. It's like, I must admit, it's the first time that Sony have turned around and said, we're actually going to use someone else's technology instead of patenting our own. Because normally they come out with some sort of mad technology that no one else is allowed to use, like Ultra UMD. Yeah.
What are you babbling on about?
I'm just babbling.
All right, let's talk a bit about... He's almost wetting himself there.
I don't know. They're talking about some crap, I don't know.
He's entertained.
Okay, so Chris is contributing, as per usual, to this episode. What about the Zoom video stuff, though? Because like I said, we're not going to talk about the controllers yet.
Yeah.
Zoom video?
Didn't see that one.
Oh, basically, they're going to have 1080p streaming video from the Xbox. So you can either stream it live if you want to watch it straight away, or you can just download it 1080p.
Yeah, because that's that new thing with the videos that they were...
Well, yeah, it's the video marketplace. It's just renamed Zoom Video now, and it's got 1080p content as well.
That's cool.
And it supports streaming, too. Not that anyone will be able to do that in the UK, because our connection's a shit.
As well as kind of like where we had with Last FM and some of the things we're going to talk about in a second, I like the fact that after E3 they said that they had so much that they couldn't announce it all, and they announced afterwards the new marketplace of area for downloadable game content. So before you could go on to the marketplace and download Xbox One games.
Woo!
Now you can go and download Xbox 360 games.
Yeah.
For a backwards catalogue. Which I think is quite a good idea, because it...
I think they're trying to put me out of a job.
Well, yeah, it's fighting against the second-hand marketplace. And once you bought it, it's not like you can trade it in.
Talat asks, will it be like downloadable Sky programs? How will they know if you're a Sky subscriber? Don't know yet. But as far as I know, it won't be downloads, it'll be live streaming.
Yeah.
So, like, instead of paying £10 a month for multi-room, I assume you'd log in with your Sky account or something, and you could watch Sky television.
Yeah, it's probably just going to be a feature that has been designed for Sky, and it's going to be something for Sky users who have Xbox. But if you, I can't see a lot of people.
Now what?
I can't see a lot of people
Reece
using
it. Baxter
that.
Just asked if Chill was a stoner.
Who cares? Grow up, for God's sake.
Hang on, I'll tell him.
I honestly don't think that that's going to be a big issue. Not
no, I don't not, think. Not I don't chill. Care if he's a stoner or not.
Not Chill being a stoner. I mean, the whole having Sky on your Xbox, because most people have Sky and they have their Xbox and they're hooked up to the same TV, and I can't see the point.
No, not at all. A lot of people with Xbox 360s are kids who have it in their bedrooms.
Yeah, that's what my second point.
You're being biased, dude. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying you've got your first point, and then your second point is Dad has his Sky hooked up to the TV. The Xbox is not there, it's upstairs, so you have that now connection to jump them across.
Hey, where's that DVD mic dude gone? How dare he not listen to my glorious podcast?
He just wanted to say his bit about Rock Band and then leave.
Oh.
I forgot Guitar Hero.
Oh, what's her face has left as well?
It's because we're boring and crap and no one likes us.
I don't like me either. Ooh, I could bug Chapstick into joining.
Wow, it's raining outside.
Oh, loads of people have left, don't worry.
Well, I'm trying to entertain them here with my amazing writing.
Yeah, Facebook and Twitter also coming out.
That's good. I know somebody who uses Twitter a lot.
Yeah, I must admit, for a lot of people, it's going to change the aspect of you using an Xbox 360, because some people don't have a PC. They may have to use the family PC to Twitter and to use Facebook, and you're having to share that experience, and you might have an Xbox that's in your room. So
I think Twitter would be good if you're, you know, doing housework, like hoovering up, and you want to follow Twitter. And instead of having it on a little computer monitor, you can put it on the telly, and you can just, you know, as things pop up, you can just see it.
Yeah.
As you're hoovering up and doing a bit of dusting and things like that. It'll be good.
The only thing I'm kind of curious with is...
And Facebook is a good bonus as well.
If it's going to be like how I have Twitter and Facebook on my... actually, it probably is going to be the same as like it is on my iPhone, with the fact that I can either be on Twitter or I can be on Facebook. I can't do both at the same time. Not like if you're on a computer, you could have two browsers open.
Yeah, so that's the trouble with your
so I presume the Xbox
single third-party application running at a time piece of junk iPhone, isn't it?
So I presume the Xbox is going to be the same. You're not going to be able to.
I can have 50 applications running on here.
Is it going to allow you to log in?
In fact, right at this moment in time, I have 4 applications running. You know, it's...
Are you going to be able to have Twitter and Facebook open at the same time on the Xbox? That's the thing. Are they going to allow you to have it on there so it tells you when you've got a new Twitter?
How I would do it, if it's being integrated into the dashboard, you could have both on there.
And then
you'd just go like up and down.
Yeah. So you log
cycle
in
through them.
That would be a good way of having it. So you're always
because it
on.
Does look like the dashboard. So if I actually had it as like a separate application, which looks like the dashboard, that just seems unnecessary.
Yeah, it's got to be integrated in one way or another. Which I think it's going to change. A lot of people are kind of like. And so, you want me to be using this? But I think for a lot of people, the access of Facebook and Twitter is going to be much easier of having it all on...
Chill says, oh no, he's using WoW emotes. Yes, he is. He doesn't realize they don't work.
Well, they should.
They should! I'm going to use my BB code, dude.
I'm assuming... Yeah. What we got next? The Sony iToy Wii Hybrid Stick thing.
Damn, that didn't
that's
tell
not
the joke
next,
either.
Dude. Next is Metal Gear Solid Rising.
I've skipped around about 3 things.
Yeah, Metal Gear Solid. You're a Metal Gear Solid fan, aren't you?
Yeah. Metal Gear Solid Rising. It's weird. You have Metal Gear Solid in the Metal Gear Solid 4 engine. And it's out on Xbox. I feel sorry for Sony. I know, it just feels sorry for them. I know that we had, like, Substance was first out on Xbox before it came out on PlayStation 2. But, yeah, I do really feel bad for Sony for the fact that they've lost all connection with this. I'm curious of whether it actually is ever going to come out on PlayStation 3.
What the hell's Baxter screaming about?
I think you just got what was on your T-shirt.
It's an Until It Is t-shirt, dude.
Mine's got loads of little characters holding onto balloons and then someone shooting the balloons with an arrow so someone else can eat them.
Metal Gear Solid. You're a Metal Gear Solid fan.
Yeah.
Give me the rundown.
They didn't exactly show much for what I saw. I was a bit disappointed. No major video.
Who the fuck is Ted?
That's you.
I'm not Ted. I'm the Smirnoff.
Ted. you're going back to basically playing as
right,
Raiden.
I'm covering that up.
You're basically going back to playing as Raiden.
Keep it in hand.
But it's... reusing why they're calling it Ryzen something lightning or something like that. It does seem pretty cool because a lot of people like the idea of playing Ryzen because Ryzen was based on roughly on the actual ninja on his movements from Metal Gear Solid 1, which that people thought that that's what they would want and it would make a cool character to play as. And a lot of people got disappointed of being taken away from not being able to play Snake. I must admit, myself, I did enjoy playing.
Hang on a minute. What kind of stupid name is Snake?
It's his code name. He's not called Snake.
What's his real name?
David.
Hi, David. You're an old man now. Get your pension and get out.
Someone's saying, no, it's John.
I don't really care what his name is. No. Jack. John. Jack and John.
Raiden is Jack. And Snake, as in Metal Gear Solid Snake, is David, because it was the joke from Space Odyssey 2010 with Dave, the robot Hal, you know, good morning, David. So that was the connection that they put at the end as a joke. Oh,
his name is Bob.
Bob! We all like Bob.
Bob.
Yeah, so we're getting away from the subject. So basically, you're playing as Raiden.
Yeah, we are a bit, aren't we?
You're playing as Raiden again, but you're playing as the cool cyborgy Raiden from Number 4, which is going to be pretty cool. It's out on Xbox 360. They have not mentioned anything to whether or not it's going to be for PlayStation at any point whatsoever. I think it's going to be quite cool. I do like the new Raiden. He's a lot more ass-kicking than the first one. And
ass-kicking, eh?
He better have the samurai sword from the get-go, because I must admit, the one thing I liked about playing Raiden was the promise of being able to have that damn samurai sword, and you got it at the very last level where it was no use whatsoever apart from the boss fight where you needed it. And that kind of pissed me off. I was kind of hoping that when you replayed it, he got the sword, and I was just kind of like, argh. I'm looking forward to this one, I must admit, but... I probably would have liked to have it on my PlayStation 3 just for the fact I like playing Metal Gear Solid with a PlayStation controller, and playing it with an Xbox controller is going to be a bit weird.
Oh, well, at least people are actually paying attention.
I love those things, they're so cool. Yeah, I must admit, I put this one on my list. It's definitely on the list of I want that.
I don't. I won't buy it.
But I was disappointed they
didn't show much. / the Smirnoff rating of Metal Gear Solid, 1 out of 5. It's just meh.
Yeah.
Meh.
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 Well, Baxter says 5 because he's a fucking PlayStation fanboy.
I'm a Metal Gear Solid fanboy. I bought Metal Gear Solid.
He was trying to introduce me to his clan leader at SOCOM the other day. I was like, whatever.
I actually bought a PlayStation 3 for Metal Gear Solid, so
we know what you think. We know what you think, Adam.
Yeah.
You're not invited anymore, not until you banish that Snake, old man Snake, and that... Who? Raiden or someone? Raiden? What's that, from Mortal Kombat?
I actually did my part of my dissertation on... Metal Gear Solid. For my BA honours degree. That's cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. Alright, let's talk about a few other games. So there's a few PC games I want to talk about.
Yep.
Crysis 2. Alien vs. Predator. SubCom 2.
And Star Wars Old Republic.
And nobody wants to talk about that.
That looks absolutely amazing. I'm really impressed with what they're doing storyline-wise for this game. It actually, as far as I'm concerned, when Old Republic comes out, I'm hoping that I'm at a point in WoW that I can actually freeze my account temporarily and start playing this until the next expansion for WoW's out, because I am really looking forward to it.
You're not allowed. You're good at paid WoW.
You have to reach level 80 before you can freeze your account and wait for the next expansion. Otherwise, by the time you're level 80, the next expansion after the next expansion will be out.
Exactly. But this is not out till next year, so I've got to for a while.
Yeah, you're not going to make it.
I'm hardcoring.
What, if you're Death Nub?
Death Nub. That's what you should be called.
Death Nubs are nubs now. Everywhere, all the retards used to play as hunters, but now you just have all these retards playing Death Knights.
Yeah.
I got a hunter. Level 32.
Because, like you said, Falcor used to play hunter, and now he's got a Death Knight.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised Kate Lives hasn't got a Death Knight.
Yeah, but the Death Knights will soon no longer exist because the new expansion will come out.
They'll no longer exist because they're going to all be deleted.
The new expansion will come out. When the new expansion comes out, they'll have a new hero class. And the new hero class, everybody's going to roll that new hero class. And no one will play as a Death Knight.
Dinadout is maximum DPS.
Aliens vs. Predator. First person?
Yes.
I've only seen artwork of it. I've not actually found anything of it. Because I'm still waiting for Colonial Marines to actually come out, and when I saw this I was thinking, oh, maybe they've just changed what they're calling it.
Let's just see if I can find
Smithy's back, whoever that is.
Oh, Smithy. Is he? Shit,
we're all gonna die.
We are. I'm gonna have to kick him if he's not careful.
Why?
Because he'll probably get his kit off.
Hey,
you heard.
At least his video his video is not up. How not come yet. You've got a video but nothing's coming out?
Because it's disabled. I'm not starting broadcast.
Here we go. This is the AVP trailer thing.
Oh, it's nice to see Chill.
Chill.
Always with intelligent input.
You can turn the camera around to look at it.
Oh, yeah, good point. I've on my computer, it's really heavy.
That doesn't really show very well.
Get the idea. Adam, you have to talk over it.
Oh, finally, a Predator game where you can jump high.
Oh. I'll just pause it for a second because the videos are...
That looks good. That's all I've ever wanted, is to be able to play as a Predator and actually be climbing up a tree, because that was the only thing I hated about, like, Alien vs. Predator 2 and 1 was the fact that when you played a Predator, it's like walking around as an armoured tank and can't jump very high. And the only cool thing was playing as an alien, because they actually move like proper aliens. It was like trying playing first person in a Formula 1 car that can drive up walls. It was a little bit disorientating. Oh, that's cool. The hunt is on.
Exactly, Chill. You know, you were walking down these corridors and shit, not, you know, waiting up in trees camping for some nubs to come along and kill them.
Oh, nice, sweet.
No, I told you it looks good. It's also on Xbox 360.
It's on Xbox 360. Oh, that's on the shopping list. Buying that.
It might be PlayStation 3 as well.
No, stuff the PlayStation 3. I'll just buy it on Xbox.
So what, you can only play as a Predator?
No, you play as all of them.
Yeah, it's normally the classic thing is to be able to play as all of them. So if that's how you play as a Predator, then I'm looking forward to the Alien as well, because the Alien should be off the hook.
Aye.
Because it's something that is a long time coming. I'm still... Where is Marines? Are they actually ever going to release that? Not too sure. As well as release, we also had Assassin's Creed 2. We all knew that was coming because...
Yeah, I'm not too keen on the setting on this.
Ubisoft always announced that this one was going to be one where they planned to actually release it as a trilogy, unlike Splinter Cell, where it was, if it took off, they might make more, and they just carried on making more. After the success and then not so much success of Assassin's Creed, it was taken off quite well, apart from the fact that they added too many elements into the game that if you weren't sucked into it, you ended up doing the same thing again and again and again and again, and it wasn't open enough. But I really enjoyed it because I just played it as the character and I got into it and stuff. But yeah, constantly having to climb up the tower, then you jump off, and then you have to find the guy, and you're just about to go kill him, then he'll do a cutscene and he knows you're there, and then you have to do all this chase stuff and get in and get out, and it was just kind of like, I want to play it how I want to play it. So, yeah, I was disappointed by the ending of it, but the story for it was absolutely amazing. I did like the storyline, the idea of using a machine that allows you to relive the past lives, memories through the genetic code of your ancestors.
Which is, of course, complete and utter bollocks.
But it was a nice...
Because memories are stored in the brain.
Yeah.
Not in the genes.
It was quite good when it came out because it really got a good episode with Paul Rank.
Epic fail. They should have just had a time machine.
Yeah.
You know, I can buy a time machine because sometimes you just need to break time. Don't come up with this fucking pseudo mumbo jumbo bollocks, which says you can get memories from genes.
Yeah, if it was a machine that allowed you to jump into the body and you were still in the machine, you never went through time, but it allowed you to connect through time to the
yeah,
body.
Yeah, stop trying to make it sound scientific when it's bollocks.
Yeah, they just
don't... make it sound bollocks. Yeah. Don't get the science mixed up in it.
Yeah. So. Yeah, this one, yeah, I know what you mean. It's kind of like the whole, when is it based? It's 18...
It's like the middle age, it's like, not middle age, it's like...
Gunfire is out and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like the medieval times.
Yeah, and it's in Italy, in Venice. His costume was quite good for the fact that it looks like it's proper period now, but it's still got that classic, the assassin's hood. Gameplay looks similar. It looks like they haven't changed too much apart from some of the attacking abilities.
Talatag says 1400s.
1400s, thank you. I like the fact that he's got double blades, switch blades coming out of his wrist, as well as now he's got the gun. Apart from that, they didn't show anything else, but I presume with the time period it's going to be back in the swords and the fencing's going to be in it, which is going to be really good. I'm guessing the throwing knives might still be there, but I imagine...
The hell's that Baxter dude playing at?
They've probably been removed. I must admit, I'm looking forward to the fact it showed him jumping into the water at the end, because Venice has got the whole water system, kind of gives a sense that maybe it's not only the rooftops...
Maybe it's going to be a submarine game!
Not only have you got the rooftops to run across, you've also got the waterways and coming under the buildings as access. So, yeah, they might be looking at it as the whole of Venice. I'm hoping that it is all based in Venice and they've made the massive city of Venice instead of having to have another town in Italy and you're having to ride on a stupid horse and you're kind of like, right, I get bored of trying to ride a horse and look like I'm dying on it so people don't attack me. Where if I ride a horse and I look up straight, they attack me. Some of the elements of that game were good, but they got annoying and they got old really quickly. There wasn't enough... in it. I think they made the game too big for the end, for the style of game. But this, it is on my list of I want this. It nearly made me actually look, I actually looked online to see if I could get an old copy of Assassin's Creed just to play. Pick it up for $9.99 now on PlayStation.
Yeah, I never got Assassin's Creed.
I was going to lend it to you, weren't I? And
then were you?
Yeah, to play, and then you found out about the whole science thing and you just went off the deep
oh,
end
yeah.
And he made a really good episode because you just whinged about it the entire time but you never wanted to borrow it after that.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Yeah,
you know, just email me and I'll tell you a good workaround without trashing science.
But
like flipping Star Trek in a few months time when more people have seen that, where I don't mind giving spoilers, I'm going to go mental on that film.
I saw Terminator Salvation.
Have you played the game yet?
No, I haven't played the game.
Apparently, it's quite good.
I'm always wary of
the movie games. The only downside is it's only 3 or 4 hours long.
Yeah. See, the movie games always get me a little bit kind of like... You know, I think the only one that I've ever played and I've actually awesomely loved was Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man 2 is always the game that I was kind of like, actually, it's based off the film, but they've actually made a decent game here, where the rest of them just feel like they're coining in and you're kind of like... Like, I didn't mind Wolverine, but, yeah, it's still a movie game. They're trying to pay too much attention to the movie, it ruins the game. Prototype is out last Friday, wasn't it?
I don't know, was it?
Yeah, I think they showed bits. I don't know
if it was out? Talatag, can you tell if his prototype is out?
Infamous was. Yeah, prototype is next week. Yeah, that's why it was.
Yeah, see, some people know these things. We need to get Talatag on the show.
Infamous, yeah, I still kind of like it, but
they can just answer like all our questions.
Yeah, prototype, I'm actually liking a little bit more, but
Chill says they're doing more work than us. Yeah, but you guys don't have to do this every flipping week. You don't have to sit next to Adam and listen to him drone on about some shit game that I'm not interested in. Like Metal Gear Solid.
Final Fantasy. Or
some other rubbish.
Did you actually get to see any more of
Supreme Stop Commander? Looking at my shelf.
I'm looking at the shelf to remind me what it was called. Supreme Commander. Did they show any more of Supreme Commander?
I didn't see any more of it. But I didn't really go and look for it.
I must admit, Supreme Commander 2, definitely want from the show, definitely want. Batman Arkham Asylum is definitely top on the list. So want that game. The demo videos for it are quite impressive. The only thing I got kind of confused were one of the last videos they released on the E3 website was actually showing that you can play as the Joker, but they gave the impression that it was only available for people on PlayStation 3, so I'm kind of curious of whether that is true and only PlayStation 3 people can play as the Joker.
What's so funny now? Come on, Chris, give us the update.
It's bloody Rhys Baxter. Read what he's saying again.
What's he said? Summarise it.
Oh, they were talking about links and crap and videos, and then Rhys goes, I have an annoying clip of a dude with his headphones in. And then Chill said, yeah, it's me, Baxter. So yeah, that's it.
Alright, yeah, that's moderately funny. Wait.
No, I'm not putting some crappy headphones on. Yeah, good input.
What?
Good input.
I can't hear. Oh no. It's the Smythe.
Who's that hairy goo?
Let's mute his microphone because I can hear an echo.
Echo.
Yeah, Adam, you were talking about Sonic?
No, I just realised if we were doing this, I could have actually just sat at home on my MacBook and signed in. I could have just stayed back there.
Yeah, but I'm recording it from the microphone because if it was recorded over the air like this, the sound quality was shit.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
so stop trying to come up with excuses, not to do any work.
Nice. Right, did you want to talk about Project Natal?
Crysis 2.
No, you want to talk about Crysis 2?
Okay. Yeah, Crysis 2. Graphics-wise... Do you mind? I'm talking. Thank you. graphics-wise, it doesn't look much better than Crysis 1. But what they have announced is it's going to be Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. So what they're clearly doing is just taking the existing Crysis engine, maybe with a few tweaks, and just chucking it out there to try and sell some copies. Because obviously it didn't sell that well on PC, because everyone thought it required, like,
Uber.
The beast of a computer here.
Yeah. Hence the reason why I never bought it. I think Chris is dying next to me.
Yeah, near enough.
Hey look, Catherine just signed in. She was here earlier on, but then she went away.
I must admit, this E3 I was impressed with.
Yeah, this E3 was quite good. It was good to get back to the good old school sort of thing where you like big event and so on and so on.
Yeah. And at least it wasn't too disappointing. There were some hardware releases, good software releases. It wasn't like, you know...
What about Uncharted 2? Because Talatag obviously wants to talk about that.
Mass Effect 2, yeah. I must admit...
No, Uncharted 2. Bugger Mass Effect.
I played Uncharted and I quite like it, but it's never enough to make me want to go buy it. I must admit, I'd probably prefer to buy Tomb Raider, but I was quite impressed.
It looks quite good.
The thing I liked about Uncharted was the whole water effects on the costume of the character. They were really good.
They were being a leprechaun from Leprechaunist.
Mass Effect 2 didn't look too much into it because I haven't actually played Mass Effect 1 yet, and it's still on my list of stuff to buy. But unfortunately, it's one of those games where I don't have enough time to actually sit down and play it all the way through. I have found it for £10 in certain stores, and I really want to get it. But now I've bought Fallout 3. I'll be playing that for quite some time because I just don't have the time these days to sit down with a full-blown game like that and actually put some effort and time into it.
Well, Uncharted 2 looks interesting. I never played the first one, but I've heard a lot of people, I've heard Talatag going about it like non-stop, that it's brilliant.
Yeah, it is a really good game. I do like the way of, you know, if you're in the gunfight, you can pretty much get killed straight away, so you have to really take cover and shoot over stuff, and it just seems a bit more realistic. It feels less like a game shooting and more realistic shooting, kind of like how the shooting events in Gears of War changed the element of that third person game, because you couldn't just stand there and take fire. The idea is you have to take cover, and I like the element of having that in as a gunfight while still having the puzzles and the jumping around like you get with Tomb Raider. But no, I must admit, I'm quite impressed with it. But you know, you like a game, it comes out, but there's always a better game that you do want to get your hands on as well. But no, I must admit, I was quite impressed with what actually happened. I was expecting a big disappointment.
Hey, the battery's 60% on this thing. That's not bad considering it's been on for an hour, because the CPU's like maxed out on it. Feel how hot it is.
I'm taking over.
Oi, give me my computer back. Max Power.
Max Power.
Now, Max Power is a cool name.
He got it off a hairdryer.
He did indeed. Uncharted 2 would have co-op multiplayer missions. That's from Talatag.
Oh, that's cool.
Guest 17170 entered the room and changed name to Moi.
Moi.
I know exactly who it is, but I don't think they want anyone else to know.
Moi. Sorry. Do you want to talk about Project Natal? Because I'm just getting itchy in my chair wanting to talk about it.
Alright, so the big... What made the biggest splash at E3 this year was obviously everyone was out for making new fancy controller systems to, you know, try and compete with the Wii, which is obviously, you know...
easy to do.
Taken over the market, which is quite unfortunate because I think Nintendo sucked.
The great thing about it is there are going to be a lot of developers who develop games for...
Can you tell Smith to stop advertising his blog? Go to thesmirnoff.net/blog. Thank you.
That's completely put me off what I was talking about now. Yeah, there are already a lot of developers out there who develop for all of today's generation consoles, which means that they're used to developing for... the Wii. So I think the Wii has kind of laid the trail of thinking out of the box when it comes to designing video games, and I think it's going to help with the fact of with Sony's new I've Got a Ball on a Stick trick, which is basically motion capture for video games in real time, with the Project Natal. I think a lot of developers are going to be able to go, actually, yeah, this we've already got ideas. We wanted to do it with the Wii, but we couldn't find a way of doing it. You're giving us this opportunity. Now we can start changing video games.
Fish!
So I'm quite impressed. But yeah, Project Natal. I must admit, when I saw the video, I was impressed, but God, I was so having flashbacks from the E3 with the
release
of the Wii.
Were you paying attention?
Right.
Fish.
So
I was doing a fish impression for like 5 minutes. Right.
I was getting flashbacks from the Wii release, and I was just thinking, I got so excited for the Wii and thinking it's going to change the way we play video games, and it just made video games a completely different way to play.
It just made video games shit.
Yeah, and some games even harder. Kind of like, oh, just give me two analog sticks and a few buttons and triggers and a nice little packaged control pad.
Well, let's talk about Sony's new controller first. Basically, what Sony are doing is they've got the regular PlayStation Eye.
Yeah.
So they're recording a 2D regular image fish, and so yeah, they can put a picture of you in a game if you really want.
Yeah.
But they've also got the Wiimote style controllers, which do the motion tracking.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the demos they showed at the keynote event was, you know, like Wii Sports, for example, and you've got your characters with the rackets on the screen. Mm. What they showed for this was like a tech demo of, they showed you, the picture of you, on the screen, and where you had the magic wand / Wiimote / ripoff controller, they put a racket picture on it. So it actually looked like you were moving a racket around in the game.
Yeah.
That you could do that with a gun. They just put loads of stuff on there. So that looked kind of interesting, but it's not really anything new.
It's how you implement it. You put in something like that, it ends up feeling like a hardware fad. And it's the whole idea of, at the end of the day, a developer's got to implement this, unless you're going to make the software yourself.
Oh, yeah, it makes a good demo, but what are we really going to do game-wise?
Yeah.
Although they did sort of show some sort of semi-first-person control thing, but it looked a bit jumpy and wasn't really practical for a proper shooter.
You start talking about this with first-person shooting, the first thing that pops in my head was Steel Dawn. The fact of trying to play Steel Dawn, a game that looked
Steel
like...
Steel Dawn?
Red Steel. Thank you. Red. I always call it Steel Dawn. Steel Dawn is a film with Patrick Swayze in it. Yeah, Red Steel. Just start away, you start thinking about that game, which always felt like it was going to be great at first, but then when you played it, you were kind of like, oh my god, this is probably the second biggest letdown in my life. The first biggest letdown in my life in the video game industry is still bloody Spore. But, yeah, I... Straight to when I saw the full video of Project Natal going away from the Sony one, I was impressed. As well, it was as good as a video that showed off the Xbox when the Xbox 360 first came out. And straight away, I was kind of like, yeah, this is what they want the direction to go to. At the end of the day, this is a video for direction, nothing more. And it is showing off their tech. Whether it's going to get any better, is it going to work? Now, I did see the video that was actually the tech demonstration from E3 actually showing it work. And from what they showed, it seemed like very much kind of like an advanced iToy, and then with more features and more abilities. The whole facial recognition software, the voice recognition software. Normally it's stuff that you would say, yeah, here's for the developers to play with. Let's see if they can actually make anything good. And Nintendo get around it by the fact they make their own software. But straight away, I like the fact that in the tech demo they showed that it's going to change the way that the Xbox dashboard and the Xbox itself works, the way that it interacts with you before you even play the game. Which is nice because you know that if that ever comes into play, it will work. Microsoft will make sure it works before they put it on the Xbox and download it. So that I was happy with. The idea of walking up to an Xbox and it logs you in straight away, yeah, that's pretty cool. But
let's back up a minute and actually talk about the core technology.
Yeah.
So the Microsoft demo, they showed a bunch of games being played on it.
Yeah.
All of which were pre-rendered, well, like recorded prior. They did a few live demos as well of like a game where you just had loads of balls coming towards you.
And you had to smash it all and stuff.
They did like a painting demo as well.
That was a bit weird. It felt like a bit uncontrolled. Like all you could do is splash in a direction. You didn't feel like you could get in there and start painting.
But the actual core technology, it's basically two cameras, which enables it to do 3D positioning.
Yeah.
It's also got a near infrared depth sensor, so it can tell how far away you are. So that tells me that it's probably going to work in quite a lot of lighting conditions, because obviously, lighting conditions can change massively. You know, you could either have it bright daylight, or you could be watching a film and it's pitch black.
Yeah.
So obviously having support for the near-infrared will mean it will still be able to see you in pretty much all lighting conditions. So that's good, and it means they're not cheaping out. The two cameras is obviously essential for the whole thing to work. Otherwise, it would just be a glorified iToy.
Yeah.
But what it does is it can measure 48 different points of your body. So, I mean, some people might think, oh, it will only cover your legs and your arms. It doesn't. It can see your fingers moving as well.
Yeah.
And this is 48 points per one user's body. You can have multiple users on the screen, and it will track them all, what they're doing. So that's actually quite good. Because obviously the trouble with the Wii is it can only detect the controller.
It doesn't connect you, it's just the controller.
Yeah. And the Sony solution, again, it detects the controller.
Yeah, it's motion capture on the controller.
It can see you move, if they wanted to do this in a game, it can see you move left and right and up down, but it has no concept of depth because it's two-dimensional. But they've also got APIs in the development kit for things like facial recognition, like you said. It's also got a array microphone. So like my tablet over there, for example, is three microphones, which makes it really good at cancelling out all noise.
Yeah.
So that'd be good. Some people say, oh, one microphone, that won't work, but it's an array microphone. So that should work quite well. And yeah, I mean, the biggest feature for me, sitting down in front of the Xbox and it logs me in.
Yeah.
Because it saves me finding a controller. Because most of the time when I'm on the Xbox, I don't need a controller. I'm just navigating the dashboard. And if I can just like make sweeping gestures back and forth and up and down to move around, see what friends are online, see what they're playing, download a bunch of new stuff.
Yeah, I never use the controller very rarely unless I'm playing a video game. I normally will get the DVD remote.
Yeah, that's what I normally do.
But the idea of sitting in front of the Xbox and doing that. Now, fair enough, I do have two profiles. I've got my old gamertag still logged in for Super Gojin, but I also have my Ultra Mega Monkey. To be honest, the Xbox is always signed in as Ultra Mega Monkey, so
Ultra Mega Monkey.
I'm not always going to have it signed out, but
Ultra Mega Monkey.
Sarah does have her tag, which she uses for playing Guitar Hero, and
oh, she doesn't want you to get her gamer score then.
The thing is, I told her, oh yeah, when you sit in front of it, it'll automatically log you in. She goes, I don't like that. I don't like the fact the Xbox knows who I am. And I was like, it's not that bad. But
it's not like that. It sees somebody in front of it and it logs you in. It's not like it's watching you in the flipping kitchen and seeing what
Reese
you're
Baxter up to. Reese Baxter wants to know who the guy on the poster is.
What poster?
Him up there.
That poster.
He knows exactly who it is. Don't act dumb. It's Comrade Lenin, isn't it?
Lenin. Let's actually talk about the video of the actual tech demo, what they were trying to say capable of. First thing they show was
Tony Hawk unveiling his new epic cool skateboard, and then they show off his new controller where that skateboard is irrelevant.
Yeah. I like the fact that the kid comes in and the computer starts talking to him straight away, knows him by name. I can see this getting a bit of a thing of, now, are they actually going to program in people actually saying hello and then your name put in?
I mean, obviously the name thing, they would have to have pre-recorded names.
Yeah.
Which...
it's a lot of names to get in there. They're not going to be able to do gamer tags because of people's gamer tags have numbers in, or they were...
Well, that's computer. You can have a computer-generated voice which can say gamer tags. You just convert the letters, the numbers into letters.
Yeah.
That's not difficult. I mean, 3, that's an E. 4, that's an A.
Yeah. And maybe some sort of...
7, that means you're elite.
So, say for mistake, you've got a gamer tag the same as someone else, but you've changed something so that you can have it as well because you've changed, like, used a, like, 3 for an E or something like that, or being able to type in what you're actually trying to say so the computer says it properly. But I don't know, it's... I did like the tech demo showing the car being played, where the girl was actually sat down doing this with her hands and actually changing
it. But the cool thing was when her old man got up
and actually started doing
that. I mean, that's not too hard. You know, it works out where the motion is.
The only problem is you can't, you know, is it going to be able to move?
Sure.
Are you moving the steering wheel? Will the steering wheel recenter back up again? I start feeling the same thing from the
Again,
sort of Wii.
You're not going to be doing this to play Forza Motorsport.
No.
Acting like a nub, you know.
Yeah.
Because you'd be worn out after 5 minutes.
Yeah.
My arms hurt already.
Yeah.
But they showed a bunch of cool tech demos. They showed like a voice communication app where you could share like pictures and stuff like that, whatever. They also did like a game show thing where instead of having a buzzer, you would just like move your hand down on your other hand.
Yeah. But it showed playing that sort of thing with the connection with other people. The fact that they do have a camera already out for the Xbox, I like the fact that they're trying to say this might be something that one day, once it's out, it will come with every Xbox because it has to be a part of the Xbox. It's that sort of Xbox experience. The whole communication of being able to actually say someone's name and it will actually open up a video chat to someone else. I like the way they're showing that it's more about standing up in front of the Xbox and less of the whole having to sit somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to somebody the other day about how they thought none of this would work properly, how the voice recognition wouldn't work. But if you've only got a limited number of options, voice recognition has to be very accurate.
Yeah.
As I've already demonstrated with Windows Vista, the voice recognition in that. Obviously, dictation is, you know, more difficult because you could be saying anything. But if you've got a limited of, say, 20 or 30 options...
Yeah.
No problem. I mean, you know, if you just phone up a bank or anywhere today, they've often got voice recognition on the phone.
Yeah. I must admit, if the voice recognition is for...
And with the Array microphone, it should cancel out a lot of the noise. Yeah. So even if there's noise in the background, it shouldn't be that much of a problem.
So far, they've shown that it'll be used for any game that they want that wants to use it, for checking to see who you are when you come up to the Xbox, and trying to make a call to someone on Xbox Live. Which is quite cool. The thing I like about it is no more bloody headphones. You can have the headphones if you want, but I don't have to go rooting in a drawer to get the headphones out to go speak to my mate Tom on Xbox.
Hey, Tom.
So I can just literally go call Tom, and I can see him playing Call of Duty or something, and he'll probably have his headset on because he's playing a video game, and then pow, he'll be online talking to him. But I can actually sit there and talk to him and not have to have the stupid headphones on my head. I don't mind having them on there, but to actually just make a simple call of saying, do you want to come over and play Halo or Gears or whatever, or actually...
Oh, no!
Screensaver, I can't say anything! Oh my god, we're all going to die!
My computer doesn't use a screensaver.
It powers down...
It turns the monitor off because I'm environmentally friendly.
Environmentally friendly. I must admit... The bit that I didn't like was the skateboarding bit where it showed scan. He was like, pff, pff, and then he was selecting his own one. Fair enough, yeah, you could do that. You're going to have like a blank area and you've got to fit your skateboard into that blank area and you take a picture. It is going to be quite good with the fact if anybody creates any mapping software and you have to put your face into a box like you're having your passport picture taken and you get your face into a set position, take a picture, and then it says rotate your head around. So you take that picture and before you know it, your face is mapped onto a character for playing a first-person shooter. The fact that people know that you're going to have a camera and they don't have to provide one means a lot more developers are going to be able to use these items in the actual game. It's when you've got things that are always an option that developers are kind of like, oh yeah, we'll shove it in there, but people aren't going to be using it that much, so we might as well not bother making it a big deal. Where if people, you know, several years down the line go, right, well, we know pretty much every single Xbox. If people are playing online, they've got this camera with their Xbox. Then we know that we can add any features we want with having this, which I think is quite a cool idea.
Yep, they obviously trotted out Peter Molyneux as well.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see these demos?
What does he look like?
They showed the Milo demo.
No, I didn't see that one.
Oh my, that was the most impressive thing.
What was that?
This is what Molyneux had to say. Obviously, Molyneux was gushing about how amazing it all was.
Is he wearing sunglasses?
It's Peter Molyneux. He doesn't wear sunglasses.
All right, it's not
Peter Molyneux, Lionhead Man.
Oh, right,
The guy who always makes everything seem amazing.
Yes.
They trotted him out on stage for this to show him what Lionhead had put together. And it was like a virtual kid. Basically.
Yeah,
and
I saw clips of it, yeah.
Yeah, and you would go up to him and he would like look at you because he could see where you are. And, you know, they tried to like push the voice recognition saying it could, you know, work out your emotions and then they would reflect on the other character and so on and so on. And obviously it's a very impressive demo, but it's just a demo. I mean,
yeah.
You know, what would you really do with it in game? I mean, okay, let's take a Halo game, for example, and you're screaming and fucking swearing about how you're getting shot to pieces and what? The character on the screen who's talking to you looks sad. No, I mean, you know, what are you really going to do with
this? Start taking the mic.
Yeah. Hey, you nub. Why are you so miserable? What were you chatting about?
It's a good way of showing off where the gaming industry can go. That at the end of the day, it is a tech demo. It's showing tech, and they're trying to think of what you can do with it. And then once they've created it and they've added it as an element into the game, it's going to make a difference of depending on what people or developers actually do with the technology. Like I said before, it is interesting the fact that a lot of what was shown in this tech demo was for the connection between the person and the Xbox. The fact that they showed mum and dad sat there cuddled up on the couch one night, kids are gone to bed, and they're trying to pick a movie. It's the fact you no longer have to have the remote. If they're going to allow you to sit there and use your hand doing these gestures, flicking to choose a film, they better still let you be able to use it to actually pause it. Because if I have to get up and actually grab the remote once I hit play...
Pause.
Yeah, there you go. Pause movie. Because she did say play movie, didn't she?
She said play movie, and then she said goodnight, and it powered off.
Yeah, so you sat there, you've just paid to watch Batman
You're watching
Dark
a film,
Knight,
and somebody phones you up.
Good night. Shit, I've just turned the Xbox off.
No! Yeah. Well, I suppose, they could counter that quite easily, but if you're looking at the Xbox and you say it, then it recognises it. If you're, however, talking to somebody else, you know.
Oh, chill's so, bored. Bye. We're boring you.
Chill and Smithy have gone.
Good. They're both scumbags. Bye, guys. Let's talk a bit about price and availability. Price, unknown. Availability, unknown. All we know for sure is the development kits have shipped this week.
Really?
Yes.
So they're off to all the developers for them to start making... Well, if they've already put it out, it means that they've got as far as the tech and the...
It basically means the tech is done. They want to give developers a chance to play with it. You know, a lot of people are saying, oh, it definitely won't be this year. I think that's quite reasonable. If it was this year, they would have a name for it. At the moment, they just have a code name, Natal.
At the end of the...
Which a lot of people are saying...
You've got to look at it from a sales point of view. If you were going to sell this piece of tech, it's got to do something. And unless all you can do is... Yeah, gestures...
That's all I want.
Gestures, play and pause, and call people. Because fair enough, they're probably having to work on their own software for a new download that will come up with everything else. So I imagine all of a sudden we'll get this download and it will be prepped for the camera and we'll have Twitter and all of that lot shoved in. But they're not going to put it out because who's going to want to pay the money that they're going to be asking for? I know we will. Yeah. Yeah, we will both want to play it. But... You know, they might.
That's
have...
what I've been saying they should introduce in Windows for years. They've got all these cool touch functionality in Windows now, but almost every laptop you buy now has a webcam. Fracking use it.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm led back and I'm just like browsing websites, I just want to do that to go back.
One comment that was made.
I just want to do that to go forward.
Comment that was made, it's like, we're getting close to that. Have you seen...
Minority Report.
Yeah. The idea of Minority Report is you're interacting with everything. It's none of this mouse and a keyboard shit anymore. It is more in the sense of...
my tablet PC.
Yep. Pen. For, you know, the idea of having something there. I must admit...
Computers nowadays with their touch screens just flip up, flip up, flip up, flip up. Obviously, it doesn't work on mine.
Yeah.
But it does work if I do this.
So, I'm liking the idea of it, but you
what's Falcor swearing about?
His doesn't
what?
Something, aren't I?
Something his doesn't. His doesn't flip up. Yeah, I can see that Xbox are going to sit on this technology until the developers have played with enough that there is going to be software.
Yeah, release it now. I don't care if it works or not. You can patch it later.
Yeah.
I want to...
I know you want it, but you can see that they're going to wait until there are games going to be out.
I want the dog to suddenly run in front of the thing. I'm going to go...
Yeah, you're going to be constantly trying... Oh, every time one of the boxer dogs walks in front of it, it's just going to go...
No, I'll tell you what, it'll probably log in Amelia or someone.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, that'll be embarrassing. You sat there and all of a sudden it logs you in and you're kind of like, I'm not even sat... Oh, the dog just went in front of it. Yeah, I must admit, it's impressive if you look at everything as a gaming industry as a whole of the way that Sony, Nintendo... Xbox are going at the moment, like just been released on the DS is that new Wi-Fi motion sensor that you put on your belt that knows how many steps you've taken.
Oh,
you can buy
walk with me.
Yeah, so you can buy
£50.
Yeah, you get two of the walk with me's. Now, fair enough, they're no different to any ones that you can buy quite cheap in any fitness center or whatever. The only difference is it's actually paying attention to how often you're doing and everything, and it downloads onto the...
Yes, it's done by the same people who did Wii Fit.
Yeah.
For some reason, they've got the obsession that people are willing to pay £50 for this thing.
One thing I did...
All it is a Walker monitor.
That connects to the...
And then you can beam the results to the DS.
It allows you to create a Mii for it, as well as making download your Mii
for
your Wii.
If you've got a Mii on a Wii, you can copy it over.
The thing I did like about it is you can actually make...
Wow, so amazing.
You can make a Mii for your dog, and then you can put it on your dog's collar to make sure your dog's staying fit, which I thought was kind of an ingenious way.
I know the dog's staying fit, but they're just taking it for a walk.
So you can see how your fitness level of your dog's
going.
To
sit in the conservatory for an hour.
And then drink.
Yes.
And talk about some rubbish.
It's quite interesting how it's all going. I must know the Project Intel... Part of me, when I first watched it, the way that the video was set up, I was kind of like, oh, I wish this would end up like it is, but it's not going to end up. We're not going to get what they're showing. Because I remember the way that they explained how the Xbox is going to work and the fact that you'd be able to sell your own skate parks and do this and do that. And it's and it has got to a point where people are connecting, as in communities, with video games in such a unique way.
Just look at Forza Motorsport.
Yeah, yeah.
People were selling car skins and all this.
And I think that's the thing. At the end of the day, Microsoft were right. This console is allowing other people to choose what they want to do, but it's not the players, it's the developers in some respects. They handed the Xbox over to developers and saying, look, we're just going to keep creating tech and we want to see what you can do with it. And that's the thing. With this Project Natal, it, like you said, it's going to be good for the with your waving of your hand. But
What if I did this? Get confused then, wouldn't
it? Maybe it goes into it, I don't know. At the end of the day, it's what the developers actually come out with. What they choose to do with this tech.
Who cares? It's
going to be interesting. Yeah, I know, you just want to...
I want it to log me in automatically.
For you, it's more useful because you've got multiple people logging into your Xbox.
Yeah, I don't have auto-login anymore because people were goofing up my profile. But what's really interesting is how Natal will integrate with Windows.
Yeah.
Plug it into your computer, and you know, all it takes a couple of drivers written, and you're sorted.
Yeah, very true.
You've got a 3D webcam.
I wouldn't be surprised that you might find that some developers go, right, we're releasing this game on Xbox 360. It is fully integrated with the whatever this camera ends up being called, because obviously it's the code name.
There's only one thing I actually want to know: resolution of the cameras.
Yeah,
because the iToy is only 640x480, and if they really want to do finger recognition like far away, they need a high res camera.
Yeah, but yeah, as I was saying, like you're saying, all you need is drivers for it to work on a PC. If you've got a company that's developing PC and Xbox games, and then all of a sudden they decide, we're actually going to make this game that is fully integrated using this camera, it's not going to take them much to actually have even drivers on their disc. So if you buy the PC version, you take your Xbox camera, plug it into your PC, and you can play the PC version still integrated with all the camera effects. So I must admit, it's going to be quite interesting to see what other developers do come up with it.
What? What are you laughing at?
I think they're arguing whether or not he's playing WoW while we're talking.
But is he?
No.
Well, he can play WoW if he really wants to. He's not doing much, is he?
Yeah, I am. I'm coughing a lot.
I must admit, I was quite impressed with E3. It's giving me a bloody long shopping list of video games I want, from everything from Dark Knight of Batman coming out soon, Assassin's Creed out in November, October-ish time. Plenty of good stuff coming. Definitely looking forward to Forza.
Forza Motorsport!
I'd definitely say Forza, Metal Gear to a point. Alien vs Predator, now you've shown me that video, I was expecting, oh, it's just another
crap Alien vs Predator game.
Yeah, I must admit, I'm just kind of like sick of Alien vs Predator, because I love it so much. I read the comics, I've read the novels, and the movies were such a letdown, and the games were never hitting it how I wanted it to, and they're so easy to do these days. And I must admit, that just made me happy. Being able to run around in the treetops as a predator is like the ultimate. So yeah, impressed. So yeah,
Yeah. Woo.
E3. I'm going to be doing a review on my copy of Guitar Hero at some point when I played it through a bit more. I've only just started playing the career mode. I've just been pissing around with the drums.
Well, obviously, E3 did take up a lot of this episode. We do have a few news items to talk about. Windows 7 now has a release date.
Which is?
22nd October 2009. Cool. It will be finished next month. So yeah, I should hopefully be running the final build next month.
Cool.
So yeah, then I can stop flipping worrying about having to reinstall everything all the time. Get back to like nice steady. My computer is just a computer now. It doesn't have all these different builds of operating systems on it. Also, a bit of other news. Bing has launched.
Chandler Bing?
No, just Bing.
Bing! Is it, I presume it's a search engine.
Yep, new search engine. Well, it's Live Search rebranded, and now it's called Bing. It's actually quite good. If, for example, we look for Gamercast. There's Gamercast. Give me a company's name.
Dawson News.
No. Apple. Oh look, we have their customer service number right there, so I can phone up and complain.
Okay, Microsoft. Cool, I like that. Sony.
Doesn't have GameStation's phone number, but it's got all the stuff on the website.
I like that. It's quite nice.
Yeah, it's actually quite good. It's got like a well, it's got a lot of features just sort of around like let's name me a product.
iPhone. Sorry, just the first I thought of what was in my pocket.
iPhone software, iPhone ringtone, refurbished iPhone. So yeah, it's got things in like categories. That's so if cool. If I was looking for iPhone accessories, I can just click there and get accessory links.
Alright.
If I actually go into shopping, you actually get a whole sort of shopping search engine, and it's good because you can look at user reviews
quite quickly
on the website. I mean, these are some from Amazon here.
That's quite nice. That's going to take Google a run for its money.
Yeah, but it's like if I'm searching for...
Is it using a form of paid search where people are... You know, because you got your sponsored links at the top, which people bid for to make sure that... You know,
you've got your advertising, right?
Yeah.
Let me think. Let's look for... I wonder if it does games. Sims 3.
Click on the web section for...
Just on web?
Yeah. So straight onto images, and then...
Yeah, and if you want to refine, like, it shows related searches there, and it also shows your search history there. So it's actually quite good.
I'm quite impressed with that. Normally, I'm just kind of like, I'll just use Google. Nothing ever really kicks me into thinking, should I use something
different? It's got videos here. Like Live Search, you can actually watch the videos, a quick preview... in the search engine to sort of see if it's what you're after.
Oh, I quite like that.
And then you can... Yeah, it's actually quite good.
Bing.com.
Yeah, although the UK pages doesn't have all the features yet, which is why I'm using the US version. But you can see it's getting there.
So there is...
If I'm looking for... Like the other day I was looking for...
Bing.co.uk version.
Well, yeah, I think if you probably go to Bing.com, it'll do what Google does, which is push you to the UK site. Okay. But yeah, it's actually quite interesting.
No, I like that. Something different.
Well, yeah, it's like, I mean, the results are basically the same as Live Search, but you've got all that finer control and everything on there.
Nice.
Oh, I know what else I can show you. Weather.
Chris is in the auction houses.
Chris, get out of the auction house.
Hang on, I'm...
And it also, look, Adam... You can also have a look at...
weather.
You can just like preview web pages without even opening them. If I actually... Let's have a look at Gamercast. and bang, it'll crack open a bit of the show, show some episodes and stuff like that. Which is good, because, you know, obviously you've got a lot of wasted space there.
That's a unique UI. Quite like that.
Yeah, so I recommend. It's already surpassed Yahoo in terms of search usage.
It doesn't look as cluttered as Google.
Well, Google looks a bit old now, doesn't it? Yeah. And the trouble with Google is it just gives you a big list.
I think I may have to go on and change my search bar, because I never go to a search engine. I always use my top right search bar. So
actually, if you actually just use live search now, I think it will just use Bing automatically.
Test it.
Might help if I spell it right. iPhone. Oh yeah, well, it says Bing on there, so.
So it's automatically. Okay, no, that's quite impressed. New search engine. I'm liking that.
Yeah, like, I mean, if you're looking for, like, reviews of stuff, it's really good. Because you don't have to, like, visit Amazon and all these other dodgy sort of price websites which don't really have a lot of stuff.
Well, we're talking about, like, Mr. iWeb. I tried downloading something called Fox TV for Firefox.
Yep.
Gave that a go.
Pick a location.
New
York.
And that was quite good. It took a while to get it working because I was on a Mac. It required having Windows Media Player built in. So I've got a Windows Media Flipper for my Mac that allows me to watch Windows Media content on my Mac. And it was quite good. You can literally go watch any TV from anywhere over the world. A lot of the channels I found weren't working for me. But I also found that, you know, I went onto a few American channels and you get a tiny little box, you can sit there and you can open up as many as you want to sit there and just watch TV while you're browsing. Around about the same size as what the videos we've got at the moment open. But I couldn't get it working well enough for me to think, actually, this is worth my time. So
he's spamming up the chat room. Put a stop to him.
So I uninstalled it. But yeah, no, that looks quite good. Bing. Bing.
Alrighty, that pretty much wraps up this episode.
Yep.
I want to say thanks to everyone who joined us in the chat room this week. I think this has actually been quite a success.
I quite like it.
I will consider doing it next week as well.
I think this will be very useful if we want to actually show what we're talking
about. Show my face!
So actually, you know, where you're going along and I must admit, we should have done it then. I should have held the laptop and actually showed it there as you're playing with Bing. We're interacting with
the screen. We've got to get into the habit of doing it.
Yeah. Because maybe we should have one camera looking at us when it's just us two, and we'll have one camera set up so it's permanently looking at the screen.
Hello, Baxter. How scary is that?
What happens if you put it on the table there in front?
I don't want people seeing what I'm doing. Oh, I use OneNote for my show notes. Ooh, I was moving it around and it did the minimise thing by itself. There we go.
Right.
Right what?
I think that was a good show.
Yep, feedback can go to feedback@gamercast.net or you can just leave it on the blog at gamercast.net. You can leave us reviews on iTunes, on Dig, or wherever. Subscribe to the show, links are on gamercast.net. Shall we do a live one next week?
Yeah, let's try it again one more time and we'll see why. I think we'll have a bit of a setup with the cameras and see what we can get with the screen sort of thing.
Yeah, alright. Next week we'll be doing it live. We start recording at 6:30 UK time. That's BST.
Yeah, so
so that is 17:30 universal time.
Yeah, we normally record at 7. We normally kick off around about 6. Well, yeah,
we start broadcasting at 6:30 for like the pre-show stuff.
Yeah, so
what about the Warcraft special?
Warcraft special, I'll consider it. We still need to do that, and I'm not doing it today because I'm worn out. Worn out. I need a day off work.
I'm back to work tomorrow.
I got tomorrow off. Back to work Wednesday.
Fun. Right.
Hang on a minute.
Okay, more?
Thanks to all the live people again.
Yeah. Thanks,
Thanks, Chris, for your contribution to this week's episode.
Well, I didn't know what you were on about. I didn't watch
him. He kept the chat room happy.
Yeah.
He was
abusing Foulclaw.
I was talking to the guys in there and making sure they weren't swearing at each other too much.
No, you have to give me some money as well, by the way. for the Warcraft episodes. I want 50 quid.
Right.
I'm not kidding. That's how much it costs. Adam pays me £100 a month.
Yeah.
He hacks my account. I'm still trying to stop him. No, it was a good show. I quite like this system. So it's not using...
And it's also good.
Your server.
Yeah, before we were using my server, this is like a free thing. This is actually done by Tiny Chat. I've embedded it on our website. And it's quite cool. You can get like a professional account for $15.
Mm.
And then you can have your own chat room and passworded it and all that sort of stuff.
But this one is quite simple for what we're doing.
It'll be good when we're doing it remotely as well, because we can still have the cameras on. It will work as normal.
Yeah, so I can log in.
Obviously,
we'll
use Skype because it's better quality for the actual recording.
Yeah, and I've got my new new Guitar Hero microphone for recording my voice. So,
yep. All right. So we'll be back next week.
Yep.
Anyone who wants to listen live, 6:30.
And there's the mic.
That's UK time. 17:30 BST. 17:30 UTC. Coordinated Universal Time.
And if you want, maybe next week we'll do... If we get enough time...
Well, next week, I suspect what we'll do is we'll do an E3 filler, because we'll have loads of people sending us feedback about, you didn't talk about this, you didn't talk about
this.
Yes,
if there's something we haven't talked about well in advance before the show, so... Paul can spread it between the two of us of stuff, and then I will just hunt down this video content and start looking at my views.
So if there was something we didn't talk about that you were excited about from E3, for God's sake, leave it on the comments for this post.
Yeah, don't tell us now in the chat room, tell us on the comments.
Because that way it gets emailed to me.
Yeah, and that'll be all good. Maybe, I don't know, depending how the weekend goes, maybe if we get in advance, we might... May try and do it over Skype as a test with the live. If you're up for it, if not, we can leave it till the week after.
We'll do it later.
Yeah, okay.
I don't want too much stuff going on at once. My brain would split.
Yeah, let's get used to the live chat, and then we'll kick in with the because that would work well with having a couple of cameras. You know, everybody can shove their cameras up if they want, but if it's just us two, that means we've got the my cam and your cam sort of thing going on. Yeah, slowly dying in the corner.
Yeah,
it's too much. Wow, that's what it does to you.
All right, everyone, thanks for listening,
and we'll see you
guys
next week.